Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bajorn.
Make a little fun there of the Bellator folks before I get into my in-studio guest. Of course, let's talk about Bellator. Bellator last week, Eddie Alvarez regained the lightweight championship he had once lost to Michael Chandler. Chandler now 12-1, lost his first fight, a decision. It was a pretty close fight. At the end of the day, though, definitely Eddie Alvarez is back in Bellator. Of course, he was close to signing that UFC contract. They went back and forth. They had this contractual dispute where they were going to, UFC was going to give him this, and then Bajorn was going to give him that, and then, you know, Dana's the guy. At the end of the day, Dana's the guy. He's like the godfather, the czar. Call him what you want, but he's the one running the show here in the world of MMA, okay? Not Bajorn Rebney. Sorry, Bajorn. Sorry, baby. You're just not making it, especially with the product you've been putting forth as of late. King Mo was beaten. Second time in a row, King Mo is not the fighter they thought he was. Of course, they signed him to a big fat contract, gave him a couple $100,000 signing bonus, and guess what? He's lost two fights in a row. That is the Bellator Fighting Championships that was last week on Spike TV. Now, our in-studio guest, the one, the only, the man I used to see on TMZ coming out of clubs in L.A., and now he says he doesn't club it anymore, Josh Koscheck. What's up with the clubs, man?
No. You know, when you live up in Fresno, it's, you know, it's a little bit slower of a lifestyle over there. And I'm just focused on fighting right now. And
you don't have to tell me about Fresno because I'm living in a place called Oakley, which is like 50 miles from here. It's like out in the middle of nowhere. OK, and it's like the sticks. Except we don't have any raisins.
Yeah.
We have grapes. You guys have raisins down there in Fresno.
We got almonds and things like that, more farming like that.
Okay, so what was this thing when you were in L.A.? Now, I was seeing you on these TV shows. Like, you were a player? Were you a playboy? You like, lots of ladies? What was going on?
No, I was just, you know, hanging out with friends, you know. More or less of, you know, I got a lot of friends, and I like to go down there and hang out with them and, you know, go out to the social scene and, you know, L.A. is the place if you want to be seen. That's where you got to go.
Yeah, I know. They told me that. They told me that in New York, and here I am still in San Francisco 29 years later. Laboring in relative obscurity, hint, hint, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Josh Koscheck's our guest, folks. And, Josh, you were like a four-time NCAA champion. I mean, you're a hell of an amateur wrestler. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, wrestling. I've been wrestling since I've been 4 years old, and you know, pretty much my whole life has revolved around wrestling. You know, I went to college at Edinburgh University. I was a four-time All-American and national champ in 2001. And then 2 years later, I found mixed martial arts after I was training for the Olympics and, you know, discovered what the UFC was and, you know, said, hey, I want to do that. You know, there's guys like Randy Couture and Matt Hughes were being real successful in the sport. And I was like, I'm a better wrestler. I got better credentials. You know, let's give this a try.
Speaking of Matt Hughes, you did beat the ex-champion. Talk to me about the fact that the UFC is exploded the way it has. I mean, since you came on the scene, the UFC has like doubled. I remember when the UFC at one point in time had lost $35 million and they were hurting for money and they were talking about maybe selling it and this and that. Now they're worth like $1.8 billion. That's what the latest value of the UFC worldwide. You got the UFC in India. We got the UFC in Australia. The UFC in Ireland, England. I mean, it's all over the world, man. Are you surprised that MMA is taking off like this?
Well, you know, the UFC did take a big risk, you know, when they teamed up with Spike TV and did the Ultimate Fighter Season 1. You know, it was a huge risk for them. And they
huge
poured a
success,
lot of, yeah, they, but they didn't know what it was going to be successful. You know, the first couple episodes were good ratings. And then about the fourth or fifth episode came in, the ratings exploded. And then now you have this phenom of a sport that, you know, everybody's taking on now. And, you know, I mean, there's gyms popping up all over the world. There's fighters from everywhere in the world now. You know, we have China. We have fighters from the UK, Brazil, you know, Canada, Mexico. I mean, there's fighters from all over the world now, you know, competing in the UFC. So, you know, it was a big risk for them, but it paid off in the end with, you know, them partnering with Spike and, you know, and putting the first season out there. The ratings were good. And then, obviously, the fight that got it knocked off was the Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner fight at the finale. You know, the ratings just went through the roof. And, you know, now here we are, you know, 10 years later, and UFC's in its 20th year and celebrating, you know, 20 years in. You know, they're putting on 167 UFCs already now.
When you look at the UFC now, and I saw some numbers, some ratings the other day, the Ultimate Fighter doesn't seem to be doing that well on Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2. I think that's where they're confusing people. In other words, there isn't really one channel, per se. It's either Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2. Do you get Fox Sports 2?
Yeah, I get both.
You get both?
Yeah, I get Fox Sports 1,
Are they right next to each other on the dial or what?
No, they're a little bit far. You know, I believe Old Fuel TV is now Fox Sports 2. I'm pretty sure.
Speed Channel is now Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I think it's good for the sport because now you have, you know, obviously you have the Fox shows, you know, a couple times a year on the main Fox, and then you have Fox Sports 1 and you know, Fox Sports 2. I think it's going to take some time for people to realize and transition over because, you know, obviously when you switch from network to network, you know, it's going to take some time. But the ratings are getting back up there, and I think that the UFC is going to, you know, gain some momentum here in the new year.
Ronda Rousey, the superstar, iconic figure that she is, and she's only a rookie in the game, but she's like, when she pulls this crossover audience, when she pulls females, I think, over to watch her fights on pay-per-view, I think it should have put one of her fights on national TV for free to let everybody see what she can do, but they're not going to do that. The bottom line is I think she's going to bring over an entire new demographic to the world of MMA. Not that there's not a lot of chicks at MMA now. There is, okay? But I think with Ronda getting out there and being high profile, I think there's only going to be more.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it in my gym in Fresno, you know, with Dethrone Base Camp. It's huge with the women. You know, it's very popular. We have now just women's jiu-jitsu classes. We have, you know, tons of women in our cardio kickboxing classes, taking our Muay Thai classes. You know, there's actually girls that are taking up boxing. So she's definitely set a standard among women, you know, bringing new faces to the sport, which is cool to see.
You know, I've interviewed her 2 weeks before a fight, a month and a half before a fight, and 2 days before a fight. And the 2 days before a fight, she's not a nice person.
Well, most fighters, you know.
I know. I wasn't 2 days before a fight either, so yeah, I can tell you that.
Most fighters are going to be, you know, a little more edgy. Grumpy, you know, more edgy. You know, we got to cut weight. For example, like I'm walking around right now about 187 to 190. You know, I got to make in 12 days, I got to make, 171. So, you know, your attitude changes whenever you have to miss a couple meals and you have to cut some weight.
Can you do that? Can you cut the weight in that amount of time and be safe?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Strong?
Yeah, I'm used to it. You know, I grew up in the wrestling community. That's what we're born around, cutting weight. So, you know, for me, it's no big thing to cut, you know, 15, 20 pounds.
But now the NCAA has this new rule where you weigh in like 2 hours before the match, so guys can't cut all kinds of weight because guys were getting sick and dying and getting hurt. Remember, dehydrated?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, you have to. If you're in great shape, the weight comes off easy, and usually the weight comes off really easy. The night before weigh-ins, I wake up, you know, maybe like at the most five over, and I cut 4 pounds, four or five pounds in the morning of weigh-ins, and that's it. So if you're in shape, the weight usually comes off pretty easy.
I remember one time I had to weigh in at the Concord Championship fight at the Concord Pavilion, and I took BART over the Bay Area Rapid Transit, the subway, and it took like an hour and a half to get there, and I hadn't eaten in 2 days. I was just like, I was an animal. I was a monster. I mean, the cab driver, I mean, he says, you've got an attitude. I said, I'm about to fight. I said, you don't realize what it's like. I said, I'm going to fight like in 3 hours.
Yeah.
He goes, what are you going to weigh in? Are you going to weigh in? I go, I'm going to weigh in, and I'm going to fight 2 hours later. He goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, what about those day before weigh-ins? I said, no, they don't weigh in the day before, man. You weigh in 2 hours before a fight. That's the way it was done. And that was really tough on the body.
Yeah, I'm sure. If they did that with the UFC, then you would see a lot of people changing weight classes real quick.
Josh Koscheck is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the MMA fighter. He's going to be on the Johnny Hendricks GSP card. That's November the 16th. That's UFC 167. UFC 167. So we'll talk about the UFC 167 card. Of course, we've got now tonight, Vitor Belfort. Not my favorite guy. Why? Because he takes testosterone replacement therapy. And I don't think he should have to take testosterone replacement therapy if he's normal. In other words, if he screwed up his body and abused his body early on so his body doesn't produce testosterone at a normal level, I can see that, okay? But the bottom line is, it isn't a natural type of thing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Respect comes to you, and you can hold.